Good morning, spiritual family. Welcome, welcome. It is an amazing morning. Oh my God, guys, let me tell you something. It is gorgeous out here in South Carolina. It is gorgeous right now. I mean, this is a beautiful sunrise. It is gorgeous. I just need to take the moment and give thanks to the Almighty Most High. Blessings upon blessings on this gorgeous morning. I'm out here drinking my coffee. I'm feeling good. I hope a lot of you are feeling well today. And you should be. You should be. You should be feeling good about life. You should be feeling good about yourself. I know this world could throw us obstacles. But today, we're going to talk about some things and stuff that could hold us down. And let me tell you something. You have the God-given right, the universal right to feel good at all times. I cannot stress that. You have the universal right to feel good at all times. There's so much that goes on. We have now accepted a world of negativity, and we believe that we're supposed to feel this way, negative or bad. That's a lie. That ain't nothing but the devil. Negative energy, low vibration, that is attacking your spirit, your mind, and soul. Spiritual family, listen here. Some of the elements and situations that hold us back in life is because we hold on to relationships, people, business ventures that no longer serve us. It no longer serves us. Let me tell you something. You're raised up thinking sometime everything is forever. You raise up thinking that friendships are forever, that relationships are forever, that this job you got that's amazing and you could do this and that on it will last forever. Nothing is forever. Your life is not even forever. But there's a time when it's time to move on. There's a time that you should be growing and evolving. There's a time, spiritual family, that you should be disconnecting from relationships and situations that no longer serve your greater being. Right now, some of you are in relationships that are toxic, and it might not be somebody cursing at you, putting you down. It just, this venture no longer serves you. Some of the signs that we should be looking for example, if it's business, if it's constantly changing and they could just wash out a whole department and do this and that, you don't want to stick around for that. If you join an organization, you look around and everyone is constantly new and there's not a lot of old faces there, that tells you turnover rate is high. That tells you that the work culture is very unstable. That business venture you signed up for, if you look at the members and they're not evolving and they just there themselves, it's time to move on. Because what happens is the company you keep, you will eventually become. I had an old Puerto Rican man tell me this back in New York back in the day. He said, show me your friends and I'll tell you your character. If all your friends doing drugs, you'll be doing drugs. All your friends is tricking, you'll be tricking. All your friends is broke, angry, despair, you'll be broke. Matter of fact, the elders used to tell me when I was married, they always used to tell my wife at the time that you should not have single friends when you marry. Or you should not be hanging around with friends that are toxic and you know, just always messy in relationships. Why? Because that friend will never give you words of encouragement to sustain and survive in your relationship. They will give you words that will become, that will make you more toxic and will eventually break up your relationship. It's all right for relationships to come to an end. Life is a journey. And let me tell you something. This is a concept I myself had to embrace when I went through my divorce. Life is a journey. It had valleys, rivers, mountains. You'll go high, you'll go low, you go through twists and turns, forests and trees. It's just a journey. And when you start seeing it like a journey and you close your eyes and visualize this journey, spiritual family, you will begin to see your calling. You'll begin to see your mission from a different light. I don't get mad when things go left. They rarely do, but I don't get mad. By the way, I just came back this weekend from filming for a TV show that's going to be aired in America on CBS and also aired in Canada. Matter of fact, Canada was the one that produced it, a company from out of Canada. Shout out to Ann and them up there, and Dave, Michael, the producers and all that. That's what I was doing this weekend. But let me get back to what I was saying. Yes, I'm an actor. So the moment you realize that life is a journey, you begin to move differently. You begin to embrace life in a different manner and a different fashion. I have partnered up with people, and I try to give them tips on how to sustain their business. And I start to see, like, hold up, man, you switching stuff up so much around here. You dropping this, you're not thinking about other people. Well, look, I'm not going to stand in line and wait for you to switch something up and then mess me up or mess my brand up. Because in life, all you have is your name and your brand and who you are as a person, which is your reputation. I left. I pulled the ejection seat. I start taking down certain banners and blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, first off, I'm not telling you to be independent in relationship, because relationship is about love, empathy. It's about partnership. But I'm talking about in certain situations, you have to go in with an independent mindset, not codependent. You have to go in thinking with the mentality, and you have to be living it where you say, hey, look, this is what I do. I'll partner with you. But the moment that this starts to go bad, I'm out. It's all right to protect yourself. Some of you are still in relationships with people that cheat on you, verbally abuse you, have no respect for you. They might be living underneath your roof, but they show no potential of building a future with you. They're not invested in you or the relationship. So why are you still with them? Because it's a comfort zone. That's what you know. That's what you're comfortable with. You're comfortable with the good and the bad. You're comfortable with them putting you down. You're comfortable with the little bit of attention they give you. You so comfortable with them, you're comfortable till they smell their own fart. And that's the truth. I know girls that put up with guys that cheat on because that's what they know. Well, he good with my kids. But he's not good to you. And you don't think your kids don't notice that he's not good to you? He stays out late. He cheated. That's what you want your daughters to see? You have to learn and know when it's time to move on. Fellas, chasing that girl, you spending all your money, she's still not happy, she complaining about every little thing that you do, you give her the world, you working two jobs, which you shouldn't be doing to break your back for her, not for her. What you hold on to for, man, because she good in bed. By now, as an adult, sex should not be the only thing that keep you in a relationship. Yes, we all enjoy it. Yes, we like some good sex, but I need more than sex. I need some mental stimulation. I need some compatibility, someone that I could have an exchangeable conversation with back and forth, some form of intelligence, enlightenment. By now, you should be able to sustain yourself where sex should not be the only primary goal in the relationship. If you're not feeling good about who you are, if you're feeling down or you get anxiety in the relationship, it's time to cut it loose. There's something in this world that still exists, and it's called joy. Joy. And joy you have to find inside yourself. But in order to get joy, you need to cut loose the hell and that low vibrational energy that is distracting you from experiencing true divine joy within yourself. Oh, I'm preaching today to somebody. That's why we up having chach up in here. That's what the country folks say, chach. Pardon me, I'm going off this Folger today. I'm geeked up on this Folgers. But spiritual family, you got to cut it loose. You have to say, let me pull out now while my loss are low, but my gains are high. Let me leave now. Don't sit there and wait to be the next one on the chopping block. Whether if your job is laying everybody off and you sitting there talking about, well, maybe they'll spare me because I've been here for years. Let me tell you something, especially in the workforce, spiritual family, you, the day you start one job, you better be on Indeed looking at a couple of others in case this one goes under. Nothing lasts forever. Hell, most stuff don't even last a month. So what makes you think something's going to last forever? Smarten up. Start back taking control of your life. You know how many people I see on social media that broke down because they allow for a relationship to tear them down? And I'm not picking on you because, hey, after my divorce, I went, well, I didn't go downhill, but I had a rough moment because of me missing my kids. I get that. But look, I had to dust myself off, start focusing on me, taking care of myself, becoming the best version of me. Now I'm 43 years old with a six-pack, muscular built. I'm doing kickboxing, Kenpo karate. I'm competing. I have podcast shows. I've been on TV shows. I done went from being just a regular counselor now to an actor. That's not me bragging. That's me trying to encourage you guys. Listen to what I just said. I went through a divorce. I was hurt. I was down. I was broken. I started losing hair out my head at the time. Now I got dreadlocks. You could turn yourself around. The key thing is disconnect. Cut them off. Cut off what's holding you back in life. Disassociate. And you don't have to be rude and ghost. I can't stand that ghost and stuff because what it is, it teaches you to have poor communication skills. When you leave out that door, or you, whoever you leave or whatever it is that you leave it, you need to tell, say, hey, unfortunately, I want for you guys to say this. Unfortunately, this venture no longer serves a purpose for both of us. It was a pleasure. I learned a lot working with you. I wish you guys the best luck in your future ventures. Be professional and cool about it. Be cool. I don't go in there and raise the hell. F y'all. Da da da. Poppy. Da da da. Poppy. Da da da. Don't do all that. Be cool about it. Be professional about it. Because remember, you want to show that, hey, look, I'm all right. I'm still good. Everything's still going to be great over here. I still got my joy. I still have my joy. I'm still looking at the gorgeous sun, sipping on beautiful coffee, looking sexy and divine. Ooh, y'all don't hear me, man. Boy, let me tell you something. You could pretend to have that type of self-esteem. But that type of self-esteem right there, you got to work at that. That got to be true. Like, I could walk out in public, and there's people that listen to this show that personally know me, and they will tell you, like, yo, look, when I'm standing next to Dedrick, how he talk on that radio, that's him in real person. That's him in real life. If you meet him in Walmart, he's going to have that same energy. Positive, intensity, focus, driven, loving. It takes time to build up to that, but you can have that and more. But it takes time. You got to actually work on that. Twerking is not working on that. Showing your cleavage on Facebook and your butt cheeks is not working on that. That's just you hiding from low self-esteem and trauma. And you're only attracting trashy people by exposing yourself like that. You're not operating on high vibration. That's why I tell y'all, stop letting everybody do the Oracle tarot card readings on y'all. Oh, so moving right along. Speaking of Oracle card reading, I'm going to give y'all a good Oracle card reading for the day. Start it out. I'm not holding up your time because I believe that social media podcasting should not occupy all of your time. It should be burst information. That's just my personal thought, and that's how I live, and that's how I do because I got other things going on in my life. I give you burst information. You want more? You want to listen? Subscribe. Just subscribe to the channel. I got shows coming every week. Great content. And hold up, before I go in for the tarot card or card reading, I need for you guys to go join my Facebook group. I got the Oracle group on high consciousness and metaphysical spirituality. We got Natural Vibe Holistic. We got the group and the website where we do remote counseling. But we have the Facebook group, all this on Facebook. I'll tell you about the groups. So we have Natural Vibe Holistic group on Facebook, and we just opened House of 12 Tribes. And that group is very unique. Why? Because it gives our people God balance throughout the day with the Most High. But we also talk about African ancestral cultural stuff. We also talk about outreach. That's right. What makes this group unique, spiritual family? This group, I'm actually putting links in to help people if you're struggling with your light bill, your rent, you need cars fixed. Like just link, like outreach stuff. Community outreach, because House of 12 Tribes is just not on Facebook. It's a worldwide spiritual house a place of worship. You know, we do celebrate the Sabbath, but it's not dogmatic or anything. It's just a place where people can get a little bit of God in them, feel good. But we also helping people. We helping struggling moms out there, spiritual family, that struggle with their rent or their light. Men, too. You don't know where your next bill, how you're going to pay your next bill. I'm doing outreach work inside there. I'm posting links, tips on how to cut down on your bills. Because a house has bills. What house you living in for free? Unless you're a little kid. There's some things we have to do to maintain our house. So inside the house of 12 tribe, we all come together as one to live and try to be a better version of our divine self. Ooh, that's enough right there. So let me get into this oracle card reading, man. I'm not going to hold y'all up. Let's get into the oracle card reading. Spiritual family. May the spirits bless this card and send a message to all the true divine people out there. May it resonate with their soul. This oracle card reading is timeless. First card, meditation, which I'm getting ready to do in a moment because I have to have my coffee first. Look, you need to meditate on your desire, your goal. You need to meditate on your frequency, to about increasing your frequency, opening your crown chakra. This is the time now you should be out there meditating in nature, becoming one with your universal self. And also, this is the season of revelation. Revelation, and through meditation, you will get some form of revelation about what you need to do. Are you moving on, or are you going to choose to stay? Are you going to choose your higher self, or are you going to get yourself broken down when you're living in your lower self? This is the time for you to meditate. Look within. Seek answers within. Wishing. What is it that you're wishing for? Are you wishing for a new beginning? Are you wishing for happiness, love, passion? You need to be asking yourself these questions. You need to be journaling and writing them down. What is it that your true spiritual inner self is wishing for? And the last card is obedience. You have to have obedience in life. And obedience, not following, you know, somebody else and set a rule. You have to have obedience about disciplining yourself about who you are and what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate, what you accept and what you're not going to accept, who is going to be in your life and who's not going to be in your life. And this is not a ticket for you to just start randomly cutting people out. I'm just talking about situations that no longer serve you and might tarnish you or distract you. This is the time you must exercise obedience. Truth is being revealed. Truth is being revealed. Truth is being revealed. Have obedience in your mission. No candles. No subscribing to somebody group is going to get you there. You have to have obedience within yourself to elevate, rise, and become the best version of you. Listen here, Spiritual Family. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. I am your host, Dedrick Hilton. Make sure you join our Facebook group, House of 12 Tribes, The Oracle, and also join Natural Vibe Holistic Group. I'll be back later on in the week with more shows. Get out there and start enjoying life and becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you for tuning in.